but they like they're rich.
Inside. Oh yeah.
I think I can never question for you. Is this just one extra?
I think he just wanted a one extra DJ, like so he could tell it like his friends.
Anyway. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Then okay. I didn't get back till about 4 o'clock, and then I had to go
in
work.
The morning.
Yeah.
I heard you on you done your show, and then you was on Yasmin's show as well. Did you dial in for Yas, or was you just hanging about?
No, I do that every Tuesday. Like we just do a little bit where we chat shit to each other. No,
oh,
we
is it?
Actually, I was going to tell you the secret of how we actually do that without me being there, but I won't. Anyway, well, we're live.
Why not?
Because we're live on YouTube right now.
Tell us the story.
No, basically, we record that before I leave.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You would never know, you know.
Wouldn't
know. I thought that was live. That was kind of heavy. I was like, right, Ace is still there.
Nah, man, it's there.
Go home.
I was in my yard. Sometimes, you know what's so funny? Sometimes I'll be like at home or on the train getting text messages about, oh, what you said on Yasmin was funny or not, or like replying to it. And I'm like, what are you lot talking about? So confused. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm actually on the radio. Anyway, we are live. Go on.
And I was going to say the other night, I was Sunday night, it was one of the Sunday nights. And I put on the radio, I don't know what I was doing at that time of night. Maybe moving the car or something.
Yeah.
And I heard you on it that time of night. I was thinking, this guy don't stop. Your bank must be buff.
I work hard, man. I work hard.
You do, bro.
So do you, dude. Though, bro. Look at you. You're out on the roads now.
I'm actually at the Arch.
Oh, is it?
I stopped to have a beverage. Yeah, because Poppy's coming to the Arch.
Tonight?
Yeah.
With Femi.
I tried to get hold of Femi, but Femi must be at the game with him now. He's coming up here afterwards.
So what? Yeah, what's this Femi QPR thing?
So Poppy went to go to a QPR game.
Yeah.
And Femi's patterned the box and whatever, and he gets a signed top by all the players. It's like a meet and greet. They wanted to meet him or whatever. So Femi's there hosting with Nicky. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of come up here for some drinks afterwards. So I'm just getting the champagne ready.
Go on. Our producer will love that. See, Poppy is the fifth member of Cut the Chat, but we've never met him. But it's
yeah, exactly. That's
well, go on, lads.
What's going on?
Hello, Damon.
You know we're live, yeah?
Yeah.
But we're not recording.
That's fine. We'll just rip it off YouTube.
All right, cool.
How do you know we're not recording?
Are we recording, producer? She won't let us know. She would never.
She's there. She's stirring the pot, you know?
I feel like the listeners should hear her voice at least once. Say something, producer. Go on.
I'm going to rip it off YouTube afterwards. It's easy.
Yeah, there you go.
She's going to rip it off YouTube afterwards.
See, we've got international. She's from outside the M25.
That's not my accent.
That is your accent.
It's not. And I'm going out again. Bye.
That's not my accent.
Calm down.
That's not my accent.
I swear we was up where your accent is this weekend, no?
We was round the corner from our house. Birmingham.
We down there having drinks.
We was down there. That good bar, is that Brummy? We was right there around the corner. We was down at near the Sugar Sweet. Sugar Sweet is my favorite spot in Birmingham. All right, let me start this thing. What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of Cut the Chat live and direct on the YouTube. Salute to everybody that is tuned in tonight because Love Island is done, 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 done. So we've got the viewers back. What do you think of the winner, Lee?
No excuses.
What do you think?
Pardon?
What do you think of the?
I knew who was going to win anyway. I think it was bait. I'll be honest with you. It wasn't really that. I thought that the last episode was really cheesy as well. I don't know how you felt about it, but I was like, oh.
I didn't watch the final.
I was on my phone. You didn't miss anything. They just done the corny stuff. Made them write a love letter to their partner, dress up like Bond, and it was just too much, man.
What did you think of the family? Meet the Family episode.
Oh, I thought I was dry as well. But you know what? I thought that Teddy's friends wanted to tell him, bro, get rid of that.
Straight.
You know, like, slightly they wanted to tell him that, but they couldn't. Teddy, by the end of the week, he has to make a decision because he knows that all the people are going to be like, yo, bro, get rid of that. Yeah, do you get what I'm saying? Like, sweat rats? Are we saying sweat rats?
I think it's interesting that it was his brothers that came in. Like, if he's got any women in his family, they wouldn't have wanted to come because they would have told her about
herself. Let me tell you this now. If I'm in that situation, I beg you, tell my mom she can't come because you need to go in there. You need to pass me a note or something. You need to let me know that I am flopping, bro. If you don't do that for me, But I'll leave you to drown too.
You have to do
but
that.
But you need to pass me a little note and say, yo, big man, done that.
My mum wouldn't be able to hide her face. Like, she would just be, my mum's face would be push up. If she, my mum had seen a woman shouting at me on TV, telling me to F off and acting and carrying that way, when she came to the villa, she would show exactly that she's not feeling this girl.
Yeah.
Like, you would just know instantly from the vibe. You just know instantly.
You know that bit when they had to, like, oh, should we go over and meet the other family? Yeah. Would have been like, no, it's done. Nah.
In India. Exactly.
There's nothing to say.
Damon wants us to stop talking about Love Island. What's going on, Damon?
No, he won.
Liam and Millie won. Liam is the guy that went to the on holiday and cheated on his girl, but he managed to get her back. Sweet.
What do you mean? Went on holiday? What do you mean?
So like, he was on Love Island, but then they had like a holiday from the Love Island villa.
Okay.
The next villa, lips up her next.
Okay.
And then he came back. And it was peak for him, but he managed to get his girl back. And I think people loved that story, innit? Like, he went all out to get his girl back.
All out? You're in the villa.
Man was writing poetry and he was moping around. Man had to sleep outside, all of them kind of things, just so that he could get his girl back.
Wait. Man had to sleep outside?
Yeah.
Outside of where? Outside of a building?
Outside of the villa. He slept on the daybed.
Why?
Because his girl didn't want him in the bed next to her.
What? Because there's not a front room?
That's a good point. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to punish himself.
These are the people that is why Love Island is going to get cancelled because of this behaviour about man wanted to punish himself.
He wanted to punish himself. Sleep outside with the mosquitoes.
Nah. That's foolishness. That's utter foolishness. You're mad.
That's
okay. So that's done. So
it's done now. We'll have the listeners back.
Okay, that's a good thing. They have been missed. Is that your pajama bottoms, Ace?
No, do you know what? These are some tracksuit bottoms that I've never worn before, and I don't think I'll ever wear outside of the house.
Don't wear them again.
And they're like pinstripe. They're grey with white pinstripes. I don't know. They feel nice on my skin though.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, but keep the one. That's fine.
Not outside of the house, though.
How are you, man? What's going on? Have you done this? How are you already? Because I know I'm late. I apologize. Have you done that? How are you?
Not really. But
we haven't really done that.
No, not really.
Well, we know how we are. We know how we are. It's all good. What's been popping off? What's popping off? What's been going on? Outside of the obvious that we're not really talking about, or have you spoken about it?
We haven't spoken about the weekend.
That's fine. We're not talking about that.
Okay.
We can just say that we were all together this weekend.
It was lovely.
It was great.
It was a great time. You know what it kind of, you know, you always say them things, oh, we need to link up more, we need to do these little, you know, excursions and all of that. This weekend was proof that we need to do that.
It was disappointing. We were saying, me, Femi, and Lee were saying we should have did a pod. Should have done a pod.
Would have been a great time to do the pod.
Would have been a great pod, man. Do you remember that Ibiza pod that the three of us did?
Yeah.
Oh, that was mad. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
We had loads of cameos this weekend. It would have been fun. But next time.
We can't talk about this weekend, by the way. Is it private?
Yeah.
Is it secret?
Bro. It's not secret, but it's just, you know, we had the little excursion. Maybe towards the end of the pod, I might just warm up and, you get me, disclose.
How are you feeling? You feeling tired?
I'm feeling mash up, fam.
What's that?
Yeah.
Say that again. Was someone shouting this then?
That was the neighbour. My neighbour's crazy. I've been told to talk about the weekend.
Okay. I'll see.
Man tried to get away
with it. I tried to get away with it.
Nah, brother, we had a great weekend, man. Let's talk about that weekend. Apart from when I got told off a couple of times, but still.
That's a nibble.
Damon's not even my brethren no more. He's like my dad's brethren. That just always grassing me up to my dad. That's what you've become now.
That's
brother.
Why are you always, your face says it all to me now. Every time I see him, He's disappointed in me, Ace, all the time.
Lee, you're that Bredkin, yeah? That is you're that Bredkin who's a liability always, yeah?
Me? Wait, a liability? Did I not make it? I made it for the whole thing.
Just about.
Being somewhere doesn't mean that you're a liability or not a liability. Being somewhere and possibly causing the event to be shut down is why you're a liability. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you know what? The man didn't even pretend to sneak alcohol in. He just walked barefaced with two bottles of alcohol.
That wasn't his first crime, though.
Bro, what was his first crime?
He wasn't his. All I know is, on Saturday night, I was DJing.
Oh my
In Milton Keynes. Shout out to everybody that was at the Onyx Club in Milton Keynes. We had a good time down there. I'm in the booth, 2 a.m. Get a WhatsApp message. It's a video from Lee.
Do you know the video?
It's like, do I even press play on this or not? It's from Lee.
You can't even. We would get locked off on Instagram.
No, we can't play the video. We can't play that video. But I'm getting, I get a message 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm DJing in the booth. First of all, let me tell you what I first got. So, like, first I was getting messages from Lee saying, "Ace, bring me some coke." I'm like, bro, I'm in Milton Keynes, you're not in Birmingham. What, like, you're going to wait 2 hours for this coke? And that's when I knew Lee was already drinking. I knew that already. Like, he knew where I was. What do you mean, bring you some coke? I'm nowhere near you, bro. So anyway.
What coke are you talking about? Oh, scene. Oh, yeah.
Then about 20 minutes later, I get a video to my phone while I'm DJing. And I press play. I mean, do you want to explain it or?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think the title of the video was called Naked Olympics.
Naked Olympics. Lee was streaking through the hotel. But yep. Naked, starkers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a great night. That's what you call a great night. That's rock and roll shit. That's rock and roll shit.
We haven't even told him why we were in Birmingham. We were all in Birmingham for Casella Victor's christening.
Absolutely.
The whole team came out. Everyone, loads of family and friends came up. So everybody was in the same hotel and Lee decided to get naked at 2 a.m. and streak through the second floor.
Do you know what? Can I explain why I done it?
Please explain.
Number one, me and Femi arrived at the function about 11. By the time we got there, literally checked in, people were coming out of the dining room and going to bed. I was like, it's 11 o'clock. They were like, oh, yeah, we've been here from early. I'm like, but it's 11 o'clock. We just reached here. This is what time. I don't even leave my yard to go out at 11. And these lot are going to bed. I was so disappointed. I was so upset, man. I found Damon's phone. This guy didn't even want to answer his phone. I know he was awake. He just refused to answer his phone to me. So I tried to phone you. I tried to hold down monstration for a little bit. But I could tell he wanted to do his own little thing. And go to bed. You know that, man. You know that you have your drinkers, you got your smokers, innit? The smokers will smoke their thing and go to bed humbly. Drinker will stay up all night, get it smashed, and we do this thing. So I had to go to the room and just get smashed with the missus. That's how it went down.
But how did that go from you drinking with your missus to running down the hall?
No, she said to me, why don't you I dare you to run down the corridor.
No, she never.
It was her idea.
That sounds like your idea.
Damon, that was, I promise you, that was her idea. And I said, what? I said, what? Do what? She goes, yeah, I dare you. If you're not a pussy-o, I said, me a pussy-o. You know I'm a bad man. And you know I'm a badder man for badder man. So why would you even say that? So straight away.
Man said bareback down the corridor. Jesus Christ.
She dares me, Dee. So if you're going to have it out of anyone, it's got to be her.
Okay.
Now, right. I didn't know that your guests were disturbed at that time of night.
Wait. Okay. Firstly, running down the corridor naked at 2:30 in the morning, I don't understand why you would think that people would be okay with that. Secondly, yeah, that's fine. Let's move on.
Lee, you've got a low bum, you know.
I know, innit?
What are you talking about?
It's tiny, innit?
No, it's not. It's not even that it's tiny. It's like the bottom of it drops down a bit.
you got a high bum.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it's just like you've got a little bit of a low bum. Do you know what?
This, how many times you
I wish
that
I could
video,
screenshot this. It's so funny. It's the, I'm saying, you have to watch when he's running back.
Lee, it's like Ace. You know what though, Ace?
Yeah?
You can play the video, yeah, on your phone.
I can't.
No, but yeah. Show it when he's running back.
No, that's the worst part.
Why?
Because that like, he's like hold. He's nah. The running back is a bit. Yeah. We're gonna have to put something over the part.
No, Joe, we do. Add the next live show. We'll show the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, add the next live show. We'll show the video.
Hey, Lee, why not do better than that? Why not just recreate it at the next live show?
Dude, that's what they want. If that's what the fans want, that's what they'll get. If that's what they want, I will do it for them.
The thing is, and it's not like a short corridor, you know, it's long.
That corridor is brilliant. That's a good. Yeah. 30 meters. That's a good 30 meters.
Yeah, I was on it, man. I had my breath and I was booting.
Okay, so that was the first crime of the weekend. The second crime of the weekend, I'm not sure if you know about this, Ace. So you know some of the hotel rooms, yeah, had adjoining doors.
Yeah.
That were locked.
Okay.
So I can open my door. But I can't open your door because they're locked from the inside. Yeah. Lee decides to try to open his door at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning and tries to pick the lock of the next door.
Who's next door?
He didn't know if he was next door.
What is wrong with you? Are you aware?
All right. Can I just say something?
Not yet, Lee. He didn't know he was next door. Yeah. So the next morning, I'm chatting to one of the godmothers and it was her that she was next door with, I think, her 7-year-old daughter. Yeah. She woke up to somebody fiddling with the lock of your hotel door. Do you know how scary that is? And then, firstly, hearing somebody fiddling with your lock of your hotel room is scary enough. Then you realize it's not the front door of
it's
your
the
hotel
side
room.
Door.
It's the adjoining door. She was shook. Now, it wouldn't be too bad if it happened once. She said this happened every half an hour.
Lee, what was you every trying to achieve? What was you trying to achieve?
What are you talking about? I don't know what they're talking about, if I'm honest. I don't know what she was talking about.
You're trying to make your room bigger.
I tried to open it once. I don't try to open it bare times. I opened it once.
No.
I thought that's where you were staying. That's why I tried to open it. I thought you were in there hiding from me. I thought you were trying to hide from me. So I was about to let you know that you can't get from me. I don't know about all 4 or 5 times. I weren't that wavy.
Lee, you was finished.
I wasn't that wavy. I was nice.
You was finished. So that was the second crime that Lee committed. Yeah. The third crime that Lee committed was to bring alcohol into the dinner. Yeah. And have the people
that's what
come
we
up
do.
To me. Have
that's
the people that come up to me and just whisper in my ear saying that the event could get looked off because that's breach of their license, that people are bringing alcohol from the outside in, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, and then, you know, so that's what he said. That was the first. The fourth crime was that once the dinner was done and we was now having a dance celebration, Lee proceeded to just pick up women and start dancing around on the dance floor. Putting women and children's lives in danger as he's spinning around on the dance floor with backflips doing a madness.
If you invite me to your team, that's how we're gonna do it. I don't know where you lot have been raving, but we shut it down. As Jamaicans, we shut it down. Are we not going to talk about the weed man on the balcony where I was burning down the chalice like to say the weed yard? Are we not going to talk about that? If we're not talking about that, if you're not going to talk about my thing, then just bring up their thing as well. I thought we was in Kingston, Jamaica on the balcony because I could just smell the whole thing. I was like, what is going on out there? I thought man was growing it outside.
You know what's funny, Lee? You know what's funny, yeah? You see what, Ace, you see what Lee's talking about there, yeah?
Yeah.
So we had like a balcony, like all of the doors of the venue opened up onto a balcony that overlooked Birmingham. Very nice, amazing place. Shout outs to the Clayton Hotel. Staff in the hotel was absolutely amazing. So we're on the balcony and there's kids playing as they do. There's probably about 8 or 9 children. Yeah. From the ages of maybe 4 years old up to like 11, 12, running around on the balcony. They're playing hide and seek. They decide to play hide and seek and start hiding in the corner where the weed man were. Yeah. Now, I went over to chat to these man them, because I'm not going to name them. I'm not going to name them. They weren't part of my family, that's all I'm saying. But I'm not going to name them. Yeah. So I've gone over to chat to them. And the little time that I was talking to them, I was feeling it like it was strong. So when I've come back out there and I see the children hiding over there, like, I said, nah, you lot, come away from over there because it's going to be
kid, my kid slept well. I know now why.
Brother.
They must have, yeah, they slept good.
Do you remember the two girls that fell asleep on the sofa?
Yes. That would have been it. They slept good.
Through the whole of the bashment set, you know?
They slept through the whole bashment set.
They were nice.
Yeah, they were nice.
That could be it. That could be it. Yeah. But yeah, Lee, you know, on as well as potentially locking off the event, you were the highlight of the rave, the raving part. Like, and Ace, you was there. You was the DJ. When he decided to get into a dance battle with Nathan,
hilarious.
Who do you think won that dance battle?
I don't think you can beat a backflip, though.
You can't beat it.
I think once someone's done a backflip on you, like, and you can't respond with your own backflip, then it's done for you.
Absolutely. Now this is the thing, yeah. So Nathan come with the locking and the Nathan locked and popped Lee off of the dance floor.
100%.
Yeah, locked and popped him off of the dance floor. He did. You was gone. You was out of there. Like, the whole place shut down. Yeah. And he popped a lock. Did he pop a lock to Bashman?
Yeah. No, it was Garage. It was Garage.
You know, he was popping and locking like he was going to dislocate every joint in his body. So he danced off the dance floor. Lee went into the bag, went into the bottom of the bag and drew four. Like, you drew for the ultimate duppy card. Yeah, you partied the crowd like Moses did the Red Sea.
Yeah. It's what I do.
He backflipped like he was backflipping for the gold medal of the Olympics.
I thought so for your knees.
Though. He won.
He did win.
Thank you.
How are you feeling today? You won.
I ain't stood up today. I ain't stood up today. Yesterday I knew it was going to be a problem, but today, God damn.
nah, you represented, you shut it down. You got people on the dance floor, you got people dancing. I salute you. You know, all is forgiven. Hold on, wait. Let's go back before that, yeah. Mm. How did you and Ace embark in like a you to me drinking competition from one glass?
Oh, that was gangster.
Ace wrote me
into that. He thinks he's smart.
God.
He tried to get me mash up. And next time I know what you did, Ace, and I'm gonna get you back. Because you can't get me mash up.
No, I can't. You've got the iron bladder.
you two decided, so the hotel were making strawberry daiquiris out of Ray and Nephew.
They were nice.
Yeah. Strawberry Duck is like a rare nephew. And these two decided to go gulp for gulp at a very, very, very big glass until it was done. Maybe Ace needs to do that every time he DJs, because after that, he was starting shelling.
He went, what? Superpowers. I have the power shelling. Of Grayskull.
Yeah.
Ace is bringing on dubs. I ain't heard since 92. Come on.
He did a slow jam set.
Oh, that would've been nice.
He done back to 95, Garage Nation, and Sun City with all within 40 minutes. Shut it down.
Big up to Miltre as well. But who was playing the reggae?
The where certain people's dad started to.
Well, this is the thing. I was in my room by then, but I could hear it from my room, and I was on the sixth floor. And I wanted to come back down. I wanted to come back downstairs. I could just hear beeline.
Yeah. You see, when you're at a christening, and you start drawing for Beres and Dennis Brown.
Yeah.
I could hear that from my room.
It's a wrap.
Beres and Sanchez.
Was it after you, Ace?
Yeah, I was gone by then.
Okay.
That was after Ace.
A lot of fun this weekend, man.
Salute to everyone that was in Birmingham with us. I will say this, like, I've been going to Birmingham for many, many years DJing. This weekend, I saw a part of Birmingham I've never seen before. So salute to Aisha. Yep. Like, I've never been to that part of Birmingham. That was new. Yep. that was new Birmingham to me. I've never been there before.
Hey. You see Aisha's part of Birmingham. Even Granny's Church, even Granny's Church. You see, like, that church service and yeah, just the whole event was just mad. The whole event was just nice. Yeah, like, I haven't been to church for a while, and especially, like, Granny's Church. You know when the ushers have got the white gloves? They're just doing everything properly, like...
And then Jesus comes down and they put everybody there.
It was sick. It was actually sick. It was sick.
Sometimes I was doing that.
Yeah.
In the vibe.
Yeah, there was vibes in there.
Now salute everyone that landed. It was nutty. It was absolutely nutty. So yeah, that was the weekend, boy. Whew. Memorable.
Still recovering
Legendary. Memorable for the young king that is Casalo Victor. So yes.
You got posted.
You know what's mad? You know what's mad about your son? Yeah, he don't cry. He actually don't cry.
At all.
He don't cry. Anyone can hold him. If anything, he might look at you like you're Buki, but that's as mad as he gets. He doesn't really like. He never like tries to wriggle away or not, and he sat down there for breakfast, and he's just chilling.
Yeah,
he's trying to do everything.
He's just an observer. He's an observer. Yeah. He would just observe and take certain things in. Yeah, he's cool. He's all right.
It's me. I always say, like, that one reality TV show, this is so random, but the one reality TV show that I would want to do, is Big Brother. But for the first 2 weeks, I'd be so boring because I'd be people watching. I'd be sitting in the corner. They'd be like, they'd go into the diary room and be like, Ace don't like us. He doesn't talk to us. But it's not that I don't like nobody. I'd be people watching for the first 2 weeks and then I'd come out of my show. Working out who's who.
I hear that. So what else is popping off? What's cracking?
My phone just died, so I don't have any topics on me.
Well, plug it in, fam.
It's plugged in now. It'll come on in a second.
Where's Femi? What's he doing?
You said you're coming to link Femi now.
Well, he's coming. He should be coming here now. I think he's going to pull up any minute.
We might get a cameo from Popcorn today on the show. Imagine that. That would be sick, innit?
Yeah, let's see.
Where are they?
Femi's out with Popcorn.
Where are they at? And they come to the arch now.
Oh, is that where you're at? The arches?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What did I put? I can't even get it on my phone. What did I put into the group? Extinction Rebellion. Rebellion.
Have they affected you today?
Have they affected you today?
Are they? Oh, my God, bro. Where are they posting up? Man.
Where are they posting?
They're everywhere. I think they're moving, innit? So they was at Cambridge Circus, is where Shaftesbury Avenue is, where the theatres are. They blocked off that part of the road. I'm assuming that was them that blocked it off. Bro, West End is a mess right now. It's absolutely fine. And the worst thing is, it's packed as well. It's not like it's a mess and it's empty, no one's there. People are still down there. Do you get what I'm saying? I saw them sitting down outside Selfridges with their flags sitting on the floor. I'm like, what are you, man, on? What is this? What are you doing? I don't know what's going on out here, man.
I have to laugh. I see them, man. They like padlock themselves to the road or something like that. Like they've done a madness. This is what I don't understand. The thing is,
it looks like they're middle class white people as well.
Yeah, they don't have. Like, they're rich. They're all of them are rich. They're not.
That's exactly what they are.
That's why they don't need to. They're not going to work tomorrow, so they're blessed.
Last time they done this, yeah, I got into an argument with one of them at the gym because I was late to the gym and I was just cussing when I walked in the change rooms. And one guy, I don't even know, just some guy, he's like, oh, well, you know, you being late is a small inconvenience for saving the planet. I said, you man aren't saving the planet. You're actually causing more pollution because you're causing more traffic. Yeah, so you aren't actually saving the planet. You're actually doing the opposite very quickly. Yeah, so then we've gotten into it. And I've said to him, so you lot blocking off the roads, which is illegal, yeah, are causing people to die. Like you have blocked a bridge that my mum uses to get to hospital for very, very, very important treatment. Their man are like, oh, well, we liaise with the police and the emergency service, yeah, for them to be able to maneuver around it. I said, that's fine, but you see, you're maneuvering around what you lot are doing is adding an extra 3, 4, 5 minutes to a journey. That 3, 4, 5 minutes could cause my mum or somebody else's mum or dad or loved one to die.
In their defense, though, yeah.
No, wait.
All right, go on.
This is what man said to me. Man said to me, that's a small price to pay. Like, it's collateral damage.
Nah, that's wild. Man can't brother, say that to me about my mum.
Brother, you know that there's... He might not listen to this. A guy called Alex goes to the gym. He saved him that day. Like, you know you've got the bench in the middle of the change rooms? Yeah. And you can see either side of the bench. He just dived through there. Just dived through and just kind of clattered me into the lockers to save this brother. My mum's collateral damage for you lot's fuckery. Are you dumb?
I don't agree with that. You should have never said that. But what I was saying is, like, we have to be appreciative of
Ace.
No, wait.
No, I agree with you.
Of the right to be able to protest. Like, how else do you get the powers that be to listen to you unless you caused inconvenience?
First and foremost,
and madness. I agree.
How
do you get them to listen?
But this is the thing, yeah. Do you know it's a criminal offence to block a highway? Mm. It's a criminal offence to block a road. Criminal offence, yeah. Now, it's like I've seen on the media and on, you know, social media, on the news or whatever else, that certain people just get blind when they protest like this. And, you know, certain people, that nothing happens to you. Oh, well, we just got to wait. And the worst thing is, I understand why the police aren't doing that. Police aren't doing that because they haven't got enough resources to do anything. They can't arrest that amount of people. They've got nowhere to put them. Do you know what I mean? So they have to just wait for them to kind of get bored and go about their business. Because the police stations cannot cope with arresting 100, 200 people every day. They can't. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got the manpower. They haven't got the space, all of that kind of stuff. So I get it. And I understand what you're saying, Ace. But you know what? Just go and post up outside Downing Street.
Yeah, that's what... That would make the most sense. Parliament. Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
Have you ever been up to... If you've been up to Westminster and Parliament, yeah, there's like two gates, and obviously like there's underground entrances and exits and all that in case of emergency, but there's two gates that they come in and out of. Block those gates, innit? Block up Downing Street.
Take it directly to the people. You understand what I'm saying? Take it directly to the people that you're trying to shoot to.
You're affecting people that are trying to go about their daily lives. And the thing is, yeah, okay, you can turn around and say, well, you know, cars are a major contributor of pollution and all of that kind of stuff. But you don't know what man's doing in it. Like, man's just trying to go out and earn money and feed their family, innit? Yeah. Like, why are you... Like, I think last time, them man have blocked off a junction in Kennington. Them man have blocked off, I think, was it Westminster Bridge? Them man have messed around at Elephant and Castle, Oxford Circus. You're affecting people. And I get... The thing is, I understand what they're saying. Because what they're trying to do is have us get so vexed with what they're doing that we join the bandwagon so it doesn't happen again. But I don't think this is the way. I honestly don't.
Lee, did that black cab taxi, the taxi strike, when you got when you guys were all like posted, did that work?
No, not like this. We do parliament, innit? We do like Parliament Square. Their man doing where the theatres are.
But no, you lot didn't do Parliament. It was you lot just everybody just stopped their taxi somewhere, surely. Where was it?
We do like the proper spots. These people are these. Hold on a minute. Let me see. For Femi was standing up. These people just do Parliament like major joints. We do, you know, like Parliament Square. If you block up that's fine, because certain areas it only affects people going to south. But if you block up, say, where the theatres are, that's like the major vein through the whole of Central. Do you get what I mean? Right. So then it pushes all the traffic onto Oxford Street. Oxford Street's got a million lights, so then you know what the game's like after that. Everyone's on Oxford Street trying to get down, so we're not moving anywhere. Do you get what I mean?
Do you remember that? Do you remember the petrol one?
That one.
And it worked. It fully worked because the petrol prices came down. It didn't come down for long, but they came down.
They slowly went up.
Yeah, but it went down for a long time. Remember, like, everybody was running around trying to find out where petrol was. Like, you were getting text messages like, "Hey, there's still petrol in Kennington." And he just rushed down there. "Hey, there's still petrol in Streatham."
I had the maddest hookup. I knew a couple bus drivers, innit? And then they just jumped the queue. Yeah. Wait. See petrol station on Holloway Road? That was my spot, fam. I used to go in there through the exit. Yeah. And I put the people used to come out and stop people. Man would feel like, and the worst thing is, because it's in the ends, innit? People knew me, innit? They was cussing. What Barber's Essential? I said, yes, cuz. Yes,
that was
I am.
Mad. That was mad. For a while. Couldn't get petrol nowhere, boy. Every petrol station had run out.
I'm not with this though. I'm not. I'm not with this at all. At all. You see the petrol strike? Like, you weren't putting people's lives in danger. You weren't putting people's lives at risk. Like, you wasn't. This is just...
Well, you say that, but what if I need to go somewhere in my car and I've got no petrol now? Because...
No, but you...
My local petrol station didn't go up.
Yeah, but the emergency services could still navigate. Roads weren't blocked, so it wasn't affected.
Yeah. But you know what they had today, though? What I realised is, and I don't know if this was planned, they had a helicopter that was hovering. So anyone that was in Central, you would have seen, and I don't know whether that was just in case something happened. They had like two helicopters.
They have the helicopters even with the Black Lives Matter. They have the helicopters with the anti-mask, anti-vaxxer protesters. Yeah, they have two or three helicopters. So that's nothing really. But I don't know. It's peak.
I didn't even realize they were back. Big up to them, man.
Do you know how long they're there for, Lee? It's about 10 days or 2 weeks, right?
But it's 2 weeks, bro. I can't hack it.
So they just posted off for 2 weeks.
Two weeks, man, just causing pure drama, man. God damn. And in these 2 weeks, you got to remember there's been road changes. So if anyone that's driving through Waterloo will know now, you have to, I don't know if anyone's going to know what I'm talking about, but you know the Aldwych, you know where the Aldwych is?
Yeah.
So now you drive around it. So you know it was one way going one way? It's now, it's both ways.
Hold on, stop. Let me get this right. The Aldwych is... That's where STK and all that is, isn't it?
Yeah. That's it.
So that one-way gyratory is now two ways.
It's two-way now, yeah. So they've locked off the other side. They've locked off the other side. Yeah, now it's two ways. So you can only imagine the pile-up of traffic.
So to explain it to me. So I'm coming from Holden.
Yeah, if you're coming from Holden.
And STK's right in front of me. And I turn left to come round to go over Waterloo Bridge.
Yeah, now you turn right.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Surely that should make it quicker, no?
Yeah, but it does. But what it does is it narrows the lane, because remember, there's four lanes going one way and four lanes going the other, isn't it? Now it's two lanes on each side, and a lot of traffic flow come through that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mad.
Do you know what's funny? Yeah, you know, there's certain places in London, yeah, that because they've always been like that, you maneuver accordingly. Yeah,
because of that one little problem will make you hold your whole journey changing.
Yeah,
you think,
because
I know what's gonna happen there.
That was always technical between a certain time of the day. So you knew that, you know, Old Street Roundabout was always technical between a certain time of the day. You knew that Elephant and Castle, Highbury, Islington, it was always techie. You see now, 24 hours a day, them places are a nightmare, an absolute nightmare, bro. Like, I don't know what they're doing. But
anyway, we have international listeners that don't care about the traffic in London. So
yeah,
fair
enough.
I want to talk about the crate challenge.
What is going on?
You know, I'll body that. Listen. I could body that forward.
I knew you would say that.
I'm like a sniper, you know.
I knew you would say that.
I probably would have invented that game if I was in America. That would be my game anyway. When I see people doing it all flat footed and that, you got to stand central on the basket.
Yeah.
Your foot has to be central on the basket. If you're not someone, I used to walk along like poles of scaffolding, like one end to the other, normal. Like, I've always been into a lot of balance.
Poles and scaffolding don't move. That's the thing.
Ace, them crates move. Balance, Ace, I've got my core, my central gravity, the pull is better than the average man. Like, remember, I grew up with my dad balancing the remote on his forehead while he was sleeping as a baby. So I inherited that gene.
Why did he do that?
I don't know why my dad did it, but you know what happened? As I'm older, I do exactly the same. So you come to my house, my dad will be sleeping, and the remote will just be like that.
Like, you know what the bad thing is? You know what the funny thing is? I understand that, but I don't balance the remote there. You see, if I'm coaching, I'm watching, I just rest the remote there like that, and I just rest it that. Because you know what it is? You know when you're comfortable? It's even if it slides down this in between the cushions, it's all long. It's here.
Yeah.
But you and you're on your forehead.
Yeah. Yeah. Strange. I'm telling you, you know what? To be honest with you, it's very, very soothing as well. So when I do think like that, if I'm in traffic, I'll do that. And I don't know why, it just makes me calm.
Yeah, I get that.
So because you can balance a remote on your forehead, do you think you can do the crate challenge?
I know it sounds stupid, innit? But it's so true. There's so much truth to this. You couldn't even understand what I'm saying. It's mad.
Ace, what have you got in your studio now that you can balance on your forehead? Balance something on your forehead.
No, I don't want to do that.
I think the
funniest thing about the crate challenge here is that, like...
You see? Look at that! You see?
The funniest thing about the crate challenge is...
You're rubbish.
Although you watch it and you're like, this is stupid, 50% of you wants to try it.
Yeah, of course. Like,
I want to try it. Have you seen the UK one on the dead crate?
It's dead. We can't
them ones are harder because they don't slot into nothing. So that's all a madness putting them together anyway. But I want to try it. But I'm seeing man snap their back, shatter their spine.
There's definitely people in hospital. Definitely people in hospital right now because of the crate challenge, 100%.
Yeah.
Like one man, landing on your ribs, landing on your face.
Breaking your ankle and nose,
100%.
Yeah. And the thing is, you fall from that height, and you're not expecting it. Because the thing is, as you're going to fall, you're using your legs to try and get some stability to jump. Right. But as you're pushing off, you're just pushing the crate out the way.
Right.
But you're not moving. So you're kind of like, and you're man landing on their neck.
And you're not even you're not even landing on the grass. You're landing on the crate.
On the crate. Yeah.
Nah. Who started it? Where? Why? Like, what's going on? I was saying on radio today, like, ain't it like you have to pay money to go to hospital in America? Like, they ain't got the NHS. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to go and spend money because you wanted to do the crate challenge. No.
How many people have you seen? I've seen two people do it. One guy who was building up weed.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, I saw that. Did you see the girl that did it in her heels?
Yeah, yeah, no. She smashed it.
Yeah, she bodied it. Yeah, my girl
done it in her heels. Yeah, she done it.
She bodied it.
Flat. Can you imagine if that went wrong in her heels?
Yeah, finished. I don't know which one's the worst fool, but it's just one old man. And I was like, whoever let you...
Why are you up there with your old self? Anyone like, over 50 shouldn't be trying
it. So I'm saying, I was like, whoever let you get up there is bad mind.
Was that the one, yeah, that when he landed, he grimaced and held his
absolutely smashed it.
How are you going to let your uncle go up there, man? Like, what's wrong with you? Is this wrong?
It's not right.
They're still filming in it. No one's even helping. They're just like, yeah. They don't even try and catch
him. Man, they're proper like, busting up. Man, they're busting up.
No.
Oh, that's to be fair, that's a challenge. Everything else so far that keeps on coming out of TikTok is foolishness. You're just dancing and doing a choreographed routine. That's a challenge to maneuver that. I'm rating it. It's entertaining.
We shouldn't rate it.
No, we have to, because it's your own free will. No one forced you to go up there, so it's your own free will. Yeah. It's like watching them skateboard and BMX videos when you know man's brucking themselves up on the poles and on the stairs and all that. Like no one's telling you to, no one's forcing you to go do that. No one's forcing you to ride your BMX, yeah, and try and jump down 100 flights of stairs. How do you think that's going to end? No one's forcing you to do that. But
I think in America, some of them are getting money, no?
I hope they are.
Crates at the Arches.
I just sent you
Bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, let's
do it. You got to do it on grass. The Arches is uneven concrete. That's not, bruv. Even when we were there the other day, yeah, and I was walking to go get some food, do I really snap my ankle on a little dick? No.
And that's the thing. The grass is never going to be flat. That's why it's harder. Because the grass is not flat. Like, it's never going to be flat.
But it's soft, Rufoy. Yeah. It's soft.
Nah.
Yeah, it's either grass or uneven concrete. And I'm not doing that on concrete. That's no way. Nah. That bangs. What else are you doing? What else are we talking about, Ace? Your phone's on. What are the people in the comments saying? Let's salute some people in the comments, first and foremost.
Crate challenge. I'm not gonna lie though. I don't like to give Lee props all the time, but I do think he'd body it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I do think, yeah. But he, you know, he's like a cricket, innit? Like you know what I mean?
you know what I'm good at? I'm just good at shit. I'm just one of them people that's very good at everything. It's quite annoying. I'm not that many things I'm bad at, I'll be honest with you. I'm annoying because I'm a bit of a show off as well. It's like, oh, this pussy is going to be good at that as well, man. Everything.
People
I was
going
to make speeches on Saturday, but I wasn't invited up on stage to make a speech. But we won't talk about that.
You could have made the speech if you wanted to. You could have asked.
I'll tell you this now. I would have bodied on Sunday. But no,
you
it's not about me.
You would have bodied Ace's speech.
What? No, but Ace did the serious thing. I would have come with a joke man thing, but I would have put his thing in my thing and put it even more.
Look at remix.
I would have put the village into my speech. Are you mad? Oh, my thing would have been mad. My thing would have been straight out Wakanda. No wrong thing.
Wakanda. Hilarious.
You feel me? I would have done my thing. Some changes,
and people want to see Cut the Chat do that the crate challenge. I'm definitely not doing it.
I fall off
the curb, rude boy. I don't even. And you want me to get up there? Do you know how clumsy I am?
Do you know what's funny, Ace? Yeah, I might as well tell you this on here because I was waiting to build up a little portfolio. Yeah. See, do you know there's people that are out there stalking you?
What do you mean?
Do you know how many videos I've got and photos of you that people have seen you out and they've sent it to me?
What are you talking about?
I've got bare pictures and videos.
I haven't seen them. I've just been out.
Yeah, you've been out. Like you, I think one time you was in Starbucks or something like that, and someone was behind you, and they've taken a picture of you. Like, yo, and then they've videoed you walking across the road. Yeah, I've got bare of them. But what's funny is because it's funny, isn't it? Because you just don't notice things. You don't notice anyone around you. And that's how we started, yeah. And they started to move on to Femi, so they've seen Femi around as well. So I've got a couple of videos of Femi, yeah, out. But you see you, Lee, you see how Ace said that he's clumsy? If you watch Ace walk across the road, yeah, I can understand how man could drop off a curb. he just walks without a care in the world.
I know he's thinking about stuff. I got shit on my... You know what? Like, I will walk past people I know and love.
Yeah.
We went to breakfast on Sunday morning. I walked straight past Tash. She said, morning, Uncle Ace. I was like, oh, you're... Like, I just don't... I'm just like... I'm in my own world. I can't even do it. And now, because you know what, like when I'm in a place with like loads of like black people, I'll be honest with you, I just feel like I have to say hello to everybody because I don't notice everybody. I don't want to offend anybody. Like, because sometimes, like I went to Matt's barbecue the other day, for instance, and I was getting text messages the next day, like, what you want to just walk past me? Yeah. And I'm like, rah, I didn't even see you. So what, like, you didn't see me in the line and did it? I'm like, no, I fully didn't. I'm not that. I just got tunnel
vision. Maybe you should walk into a place and just be like, hello, everybody, I'm here.
I am here.
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
That's it,
done.
Yeah.
That's the greetings. That is the greetings.
What else are they saying in the chat group, Ace?
Oh, Samantha didn't know what the crate challenge was. Go look it on Instagram. It's people in America doing foolishness on crates. That's all I can say. It is. Oh, I said that is definitely for the under 25s. I agree, man. If you're over 25, you shouldn't be doing a crate challenge. You shouldn't. No, you shouldn't.
It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous.
It's too dangerous.
It's way too dangerous.
I saw one man, he is definitely having a hip replacement. 100%. 1 million percent. He's in hospital right now with a new hip. Titanium. I'm sorry. 100. Because he landed on his side. Like, oh no. And the thing is, they never drop from the lower ones, they drop from the right, the top one.
Yeah. Man landed on his side and folded like them tables. You know what I'm saying? He just snaps like an alligator.
He's folded. Definitely have to have a hip replacement.
Oh, I think it's the best thing. I can't even lie.
It's nonsense.
I think do you know what I started thinking after a while? Where are they getting all these crates from? Like, it can't be just one park with just these crates set up there. Where are they getting
I saw someone post it in Walmart. They're selling them a buck a crate. 99p a crate or something. 99 cent or something. Yeah.
Look at
that. That's why.
Who is the generals that has to stack the crates up, though? That's what I want to know. Like, who? Like, that's your job.
You know why? Do you know what? No, Ace, you say that, though, but it's the evil man that does that. That's the evil man's job. Because he knows what's going to come from that. That's a bridge from hell. That's a bridge from hell. And he's building that laughing. Yeah, I can't wait for man to flop. Because someone's going to flop it for it to come down.
Man's doing it with the, like, you know, the, with a pattern. He's got the red one at the top and all the black ones.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's not. Yeah, good. No, we're gonna have to do that. We should do it. We should.
I ain't doing it. I'll film. I'm definitely not doing it.
Research.
Absolutely no way. Absolutely no way.
What are we turning into? A meme
cast? Man like!
Are we a meme cast now?
Because
Damon, your breast thing, yeah? Your breast milk thing is become a meme, bro.
Has it?
We're turning into a meme cast. People are like, I'm gonna come on your podcast. Well, remember, like, one of our friends, our classic Cut the Chatters, Anna Ali, she said she's actually drank three of her brethren's breast milk, actually.
See, that's different. That's nasty. That's nasty. That's nasty.
What's wrong with that, though, man?
What you talking? Okay, Lee, I know what you're about, yeah?
No, but what's the difference
between drinking someone's
breast milk and lipsing someone?
You.
What's the difference?
I hear you, but this is the thing, yeah? You see you.
What about drinking someone's breast milk or eating fanny? That's the same thing, no?
It's definitely not the same thing.
It's not.
Eating fanny or sucking willy is exactly the same as drinking breast milk. Hey, nothing different from that.
Lee, I'm going to tell you why, yeah? Because the thing is, yeah, you see the breast milk, you're probably going to drink a brethren's breast milk or your brethren's girl's breast milk. So I'm going to say this right now, live on air. Firstly, you're banned from my house until I should finish this breastfeeding. That's the first thing. I'm throwing that out there now. Yeah, you're banned from my house, yeah? But it's weird, fam. Like, you can't go to your breaking's house and be like, yo, can I drink your breast milk? No.
No, but you can try it. Well, why are you... Black people scared, innit?
What? Well, who's scared, getting man. In the car, fam? Who's in the car?
Olu, he's just left.
Okay, all right, cool. I heard it might have been a celebrity, might have been a certain
we thought it was going to be unruly.
A certain snack.
Well, it was going to be unruly.
Watching, yeah,
watching films.
Thought it was going to be unruly. Unruly fest.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You need to bring unruly on the podcast.
I should bring unruly on the podcast. Unruly's too unruly to come on the podcast.
Is he more unruly than Lee?
He's more unruly. They'll give each other a run for their money.
Oh, where's unruly today? Where is he, fam?
So, obviously, for anyone that knows, Popcorn's in town. It's my guy, like, from the intent to.
Whose phone is that?
But actually, first time I was supposed to be 8 hours late, I didn't see him till the next day. I must have told you that story before. If you haven't heard it, go back to our old podcast. But yeah, that's a funny one. But yeah, Popcorn was supposed to come to football with me on Saturday. He came an hour and a half after the football was finished. Because that's the unruly way. But he came, he enjoyed it, took pictures, had a good time. My son's got to meet Popcorn. And they loved it, especially my oldest son, whose nickname is also Popcorn. That was kind of funny. And Popcorn obviously loved that idea that my son's called the same name as him. Wow. And then today, Popcorn was like, because I missed the match on Saturday, I'm going to come on Tuesday. There's another match on Tuesday. And Popcorn didn't come.
Absolute legend.
That's a legend. That's too funny.
What can you say to that?
You know what's hilarious? Why Popcorn's so unruly as well? Because Popcorn, sorry about my camera, guys. I've got nowhere to stick it on the car. What's hilarious about Popcorn was that I'm messaging him all day saying, are you still coming? My brethren's got a shirt printed for you. It's got unruly boss at the back. Now I wish it had unruly because I could wear it, but I can't really wear a shirt that says unruly boss at the back. But anyway, that's besides the point.
What, has he gone back to Jamaica?
No, no. Popcorn is here. Okay. And so Popcorn messages me. I message him saying, oh, Poppy, are you coming to that? Are you going to forward? Because you can't say coming, obviously. Are you going to forward to the match tonight? Popcorn said, 5:30, yeah? I said, yeah. I told the man that he's definitely coming. I only heard from him like at 7 o'clock saying, are you going to shoot a music video for this new song I've got before I go back home?
Oh, my days.
Wow.
I don't even know if I'm supposed to tell you that story. I just think it's really funny. Fuck, QPR won 2-0. QPR is my new London team.
They got 2-0.
They won 2-0 against Oxford in the Carabao Cup.
Why was you at that game? Why was you at that game?
So one of my friend, a friend of a friend is the shirt sponsor.
Okay.
So a friend of a friend is the shirt sponsor for QPR, and I was supposed to go to QPR game because it's close to my house with my with my sons, because one of my sons loves football. You know that because he comes to the shop. One of my sons is obsessed with football now. And so I was like, oh, you know, I just take him to loads of different games. And so I was always supposed to take him to this, to go and see QPR before the pandemic. But then I took him on Saturday. And because Poppy was there, I was like, you know, we're going in the director's box. Nice meal. I was like, oh, you know what? Do you want to come along? And, yeah, and so I've been to 3 QPR games in 3 days.
And my man didn't turn up to one.
He turned? Well, exactly. He's not even watched one.
God damn. Man said his curry go already, you know. His curry day already. He can't make it.
You know them way they're like. But now I know how, you know, certain man feel when, like, people don't turn up?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Boy.
Yeah. I'm the only one that really gets let down by the squad, to be fair.
Absolutely. But you're the only one. You're the only one.
Did we talk about your elite christening?
Yeah,
add what you need to add to it for me. Let's get your perspective. Firstly, you know, yeah. Go on.
You know what? Can I say, oh look, this is my my VIP from PPR. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Firstly, I want to say, you know, congratulations to you and the missus, because you put on a nice, I mean she did, but anyway, like you as well. But congratulations, because it was a fantastic event. It was a really good time seeing, you know, people, black people, people of colour, even white people, having a good time. And like, you know, just really like celebrating and welcoming Kasela Victor into the world. And it was fantastic, actually, on that level. On another level, it was very interesting sitting with Lee throughout the weekend and listening to him not being Godfather. That was my favorite bit of the weekend. And do you know what? After a while, I kept saying things to wind him up. Lee's got 10 godchildren, and he was ready to complete the football team with Kasela Victor.
Yeah.
And do you know what, Damon? Like, what was going through your head when Lee semi stood up when they called out the godparents? What? Because my missus said you did. My missus goes, Aisha and Damon did not look happy.
Evils I got in the church. Evils I thought, oh no.
There was no point, yeah, over that weekend that I got vexed about anything. There was too much love up there. There was too much love. There was that. No point did I get vexed. Lee just entertained, didn't it? But the reality is, yeah, fam, you got far too many good children to add mine to your collection. You got far too many. Just means you've got far too many. But this is the thing, yeah? Okay, this is the thing, and I didn't say it at the christening, and I wanted to, and I forgot. The reality is, all of you, yeah?
You said it.
It would have just been too much, because the reality is, honestly, the reality is, it should be you lot, it should be Win. Do you know what I mean? It should be, like, there's so many people that should be added, and it couldn't be. It would have just got mad. But outside of that, fam, you lot are all godparents. I could only put one name down from the man them, so it had to be Ace, because alphabetical order.
Alphabetical order. There you go.
What are you saying? What are you saying? Croydon order.
In it.
Proximity.
Croydon order. Basty.
Yeah. Proximity. That's it. You get me? That is it. So, but other than, yeah, I mean, Femi, like, I thought it was a lit event, personally. I thought it was lit. And you're right. If that was down to me, that would have been in the barbershop and then the sober center.
For real.
Like, that's where that would have been. So, this is what Ice does, bro. This is what Ice does, you know. And, yeah, bashy. Do you know what I mean? Actually, even down to the garments. Was he rating the garments, Phil?
Hard. Where is he?
He's gone. He's on mute. You're on mute, Phil.
I didn't know I was on mute. You're looking mighty African. I respected it.
I embraced it. I wouldn't even say I was looking African. I'll say I was looking regal. You were looking, I was looking regal, cuz.
I said regal, you know.
That's the true black man. That's the true black man kingship thing, isn't it? It's the African thing, isn't it? I rate it still. Just accept it, bro.
I've accepted it, because we even got it made. We even got it made in your hometown. You got it made in Nigeria.
Hey, when are we going, Nige? Do you don't want to pull up to Nige? I'm gonna figure out a way to make it happen.
I'm there. You know I wanna go.
Let me pattern up. I might be able to pattern up.
Look at Lee's face. Look at Lee's face.
Lee, come nice, sorry, man.
And eat what?
Just pack, pan the jam with
noodles.
Your hands.
You can just pack some packet noodles.
Lee, be doing this. Be doing this with the okra. Be spinning it.
Did
like
they do
that.
Chips? Did they do chips there?
Yeah. Yam chips. Yam chips.
They do yam chips still.
They're banging.
Yam chips, you know.
They're banging.
That's going to put you to sleep.
No, they're
that's not going to put you to sleep.
They're actually quite nice.
They are nice.
They also do in Nigeria. They also do they have KFC in them thing there, bro.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not not the bush.
I'll be there every day, star.
Is the KFC in Nigeria better than in the UK?
One in Ghana.
The best KFC in Nigeria is better than the one in the UK, but the best KFC is still the one in Jamaica.
Jamaica, mad. Yeah. Gravy obviously, and biscuits. Yeah. Are you crazy? Gravy
the
and
best
biscuits.
No, the best KFC is the one in Jamaica still. I'm not going to lie.
It's electric.
Jamaica's probably the best place for fast food. Because you know Nigerian fast food is still jollof rice and chicken and them. Take that.
What? They do that fast as well?
Yeah, they do.
Cook that fast.
They do it fast, bro. They've got restaurants. They've got like, you know, like in Jamaica, they've got all juicy patty and... They've got, and what's that other place in Jamaica where you could get proper like rice and peas and chicken? There's another fast food joint. I can't remember what it's called. I wish I was in the chat. I know someone would have given it to me. But there's another and one of the meals in this fast food joint is Yardman style. And what you get rice and peas, you get festival, and you get like whatever, like a jerk chicken or something with it. And that's they've got like obviously Nigerian equivalent.
Is it Island Grill, Femi?
Island Grill, there you go, Island Grill.
Oh yeah, Island Grill. That's in the airport as well, isn't it? That's in the airport.
Yeah, but
that's
Island Grill, Island Grill is basically Jamaican food but fast food. It's like
yeah.
It's like you're going to a Caribbean restaurant in the UK, but like it's fast food version, and so in Nigeria they have like restaurants like that. I can't really remember the names of some of them. But definitely worth having the fast food because it's really good. But KFC is dead there, and you could just eat KFC every day. You could just eat chips.
Yeah, man.
Chips and chicken every day.
Yeah, man.
I rate it.
I'm actually on that idea. You know, just make it happen.
No, I'm gonna try to push.
Like Africa will change Lee. You know, he won't want to leave.
November. You know what?
You know what? If Lee goes Niger. Lee's gonna come back looking like Matthew from Desmond. Remember when Matthew was wearing his attire?
That's how Lee's an old African saying.
Yeah,
I'll go on night and be more African than all of you. You know that, innit? You know I'm a beg. Everywhere I go, I do the beg friend thing. You know,
man said I'm a beg.
I'm a beg everywhere I go, blood. You should see me when I go all Italy and then places there. And yeah, you get what I'm saying. I'm giving it all the Italian. You know, I'm giving it all. Ti amo.
I'll give it everywhere I go, man.
Bro, I think
if we go Nige, we might as well catch the plane and go Ghana quick as well. Because it's only like a bill to catch a flight or 150. Might as well go Ghana quick because Ghana is meant to be the place right now.
How much spending money am I bringing for this?
No, Nigeria is expensive. Nigeria is expensive. Everywhere else is not.
Ghana's cheap.
Ghana's not expensive.
They say couple pound, I'll go far in Ghana.
Yeah, you should be fine.
30 quid for this. Moving.
What tracksuits you wearing?
It's half of one and I'm not matching today. But against all odds and bastard.
You're wearing my little hoodie. That's a nice hoodie, isn't it?
It fits comfy.
It's a comfy hoodie, bro.
Yeah, hold on, wait. Now we're just having random conversations. What else have you got to talk about?
I just wanted to big up. But before we do that though, big up your christening, big up Casalo Victor for bringing all those people together. Thank and you. Like, you know what? The videographer, he said he was gonna make the video into a movie, and I said, bro, I don't know why you always say you're making movies. Like, I make movies. Whatever you're gonna do is not gonna be a movie, bro. Stop trying to gas me.
Tell him again.
And then he sent me a little clip, and I was like, okay, he tried.
It's a movie.
Bam, man started on a drone shot. Man had like some slow motion. I was like, okay, I see what you're trying to do, baby. I see what you're trying to do.
I feel,
I think you lot are gonna enjoy that video still.
It's gonna be mad. It's gonna be mad. Yeah, it couldn't have got any better. Couldn't have been any better.
Do a screening for that still.
No, we should do a screening. I will book you on a cinema. Let's do
it. Yeah, we might have to do that.
Don't gas the thing, fam.
No, bro. The video's lifestyle still. I didn't even, like, the thing is, what was mad, yeah? I was watching it and I was thinking, like, I didn't even see this shoot catching that many.
He was working.
Yeah.
He was working.
No. I didn't even see him catch it as many. All I saw bare shot clips of Casalo Victor. And I'm like, raw. Like, I didn't even see him. I thought he was filming like the adults, not my man. Yeah. Nah, he plays him right at the center of the thing. But I was like, yeah.
Fam, Femi, pattern the thing. Pattern a little private screening and we're around that.
No, I'm not joking. I'll sort it out. There'll be food, there'll be drink. Invite everyone. Like, you know, it's gonna be a wonderful video, and like, you know, like, I'm gonna make sure of it. But yeah, man. But moving on. Sorry, guys, I'm late. My mate didn't come to the football. I'm watching championship level football by myself. I don't know what you've spoken about, so I'll let you guys take the lead.
We're about to rap soon, bro. It's more time now.
He's a podcast. I'm just part of top now as well, so I'm ready to do this.
All right, let me run the relationship corner quickly.
Lee.
Yeah.
Do you still drive a taxi? Do you still like no interest in passengers? No.
In it? Why go?
No.
Yeah, has on the cab recently.
Is that segment done?
That segment done at the moment. Man. Not a mad guan in at the moment, boy. It is being dead out. So it's still, no, is just... work is running, but yeah, just in and out. Not unexciting to report.
Did you like that film yesterday?
It was all right, you know. I'll give it 6 out of 10. I know what's going to happen in these films. I know what's going to happen.
What was it called? Sanchi or something? Sanchi.
Oh, is that the Marvel? Is that the kind of Kung Fu Marvel?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the man men were supposed to be at this screening. Obviously, Damon, you're excused, yeah? In that, obviously, you had family settings to handle. Ace, like, you were busy, you just come back. But, like, all the man men were supposed to be... Imagine I invite all the man men to this screening, yeah? 8 people, 7 other people apart from me, Damon. And I come when they were... I come when they were collapsing the media board.
Okay.
You know, like, the step and repeat. I was late, fam.
Yeah.
I was late. I made the missus late. The missus, like, she had on her lubes. She was ready. I had on her black dress, everything. She was ready for the pictures, then.
You flopped it.
The whole thing.
Flopped it. But, yeah, give us the relationship corner, cuz.
So, basically, it's just who's wrong, who's right. Can you understand man's position? So, basically, mum overheard the son-in-law dissing the mum to, like, somebody, yeah, at an event, yeah, to somebody, but proper guiding. And it wasn't like spiteful or nothing, but it's just kind of like, oh, she don't really do nothing. She's always got something to say. Like, she's always too quick to be cussing people, this and that and that. Just his opinion, yeah. She's gone and told the rest of the family, like proper, you know, he's rude, he's this, how dare he say this, how dare he say that. So you can understand, you know. So then the family's landed on him, innit? Yeah. But they've kind of backed him up and just stuck it on him. Like, how you talking about my mum like that, this and that and that. Bruv, he held his own, innit? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm a big man. I've got an opinion. I've got an opinion about everyone. And the conversation that I'm having with my people about another human being, an individual, who just so happens to be your mum, it is what it is. If it was somebody else, you wouldn't care. And that was his argument. He goes, if I was chatting about my brethren's mum and you lot heard this, none of you lot would be stopping me saying, oh, you shouldn't be talking like this. You lot would probably be pulling up a chair talking about, right, what happened, big man? What are you saying? But the fact that it's your mum, you're taking it personally. You don't take it personally. We're all adults. Like, and his argument was, I've got love for you. I love you lot, but I don't have to like you all the time. And what, you're telling me I can't tell my brethren about my thingies? Furthermore, why was your mum even eavesdropping in my conversation? That's part of the reason I don't like her. I said, grass. So when he's relayed it to me like that, I'm like, I can see how you're lucky you didn't get your head bust, but I get your point. I get your point. And he was like, no, like he goes, is he wrong? And I said,
Everyone's wrong.
Everyone's wrong.
Is everyone right as well?
No, just wrong? No one's right. Like, if he feels a way about his mother-in-law, he has the right to feel a way about his mother-in-law. He probably...
Wait.
Is it his mother-in-law?
Okay, go on.
It's his mother-in-law,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but yeah. Then he's right, then. He's right.
So he's right, like, you can feel a way, that's fine.
Yeah, should he not be able to air that with somebody?
You can air it.
Okay.
But you got to be careful about who you air it to.
No, but the person who he was airing it to didn't go and snitch on that. And the person he was airing it to was his brethren. His mother-in-law just happened to be in the vicinity.
It's just unfortunate. I don't think anyone's in the wrong, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's kind of just unfortunate. But I feel like the family were, like, they're right to back it for their mum.
Not really.
Nah, it is, because, like...
Not really.
You're going to feel a way about somebody bad-mouthing your mum, whether they're in the right or not, you're going to have to defend it. You kind of have to.
But this is the thing. If what the person's saying, this is my standpoint, if what the person's saying isn't spiteful, isn't like any of that, you just have to hold it. You just have to hold it.
Yeah, like, but how was it related to them? It was probably related to them in a spiteful way.
Absolutely. But these things are always going to happen. You know, stories are always going to get misconstrued or spices added to it or whatever else. But the reality is, before we start running around screaming and shouting and popping off...
Well, actually, no, the guy's wrong. The guy's wrong.
Why?
Because if you get, like, he should have never been having that conversation even in the vicinity of the person he's having it about.
Okay.
He shouldn't. That's something that you, like, have, like, on your own or, like, I mean, you go out, like, they, like, if we're in the same room and there's somebody I'm not feeling for whatever reason, like, why am I going to say it while they're in the room?
And also,
let me
pause
there.
My man went whispering, though.
This is what it was. This is the scenario. Yeah. You see how it was on Sunday?
Yeah.
Imagine we've gone back to my hotel room for something. Yeah.
Okay. And you
and I'm like, oh, Ace, far, oh, fucking God. You understand?
And what, she's outside the room.
They were at the door with the glass. You get me? The glass.
Okay.
You understand? So it's that kind of it was that kind of situation. So it's not like
did it really happen on Sunday, park. Did it, by the way?
No, I was just checking. No. But it was that, because so it's not like man was at a barbecue and he thought he was out of earshot or whatever. No, right. You know what I mean? That's basically.
I just think it's an unfortunate situation. Everybody's right and everybody's wrong at the same time. I don't know.
Should he apologize?
Yeah, you should, just to keep it moving.
You should.
You don't want to fall out with your mother-in-law.
Ever.
No one should fall out with the mom of their partner.
No chance, no way.
Family of their partner.
You got key that sweet, man.
Straight.
No, but the mom the most. The mom the most. That's hard work for both. That's hard work for everyone.
Yeah, of course.
Like, whether you're a man or woman, it's just hard work for everyone. Because you know what? Ultimately, everybody loves their mom, innit?
Standard.
You shouldn't put your partner in a position where they're having to pick between this one or that one. Do you know what I mean? But also, like Ace said, my man shouldn't be chatting his business within earshot of anyone.
Yeah, but you're always going to be in earshot of somebody.
Fam, I used to talk about my wife and cut the chat. Have you noticed I don't mention it no more?
Nah.
Come like I don't have a wife again.
Nah.
Snap.
You lot are shook, man. You got to the wives, by the way. We love you.
All right, let me go, man. Okay. It's been too long, man. You men are killing me now, man.
All right, listen. We'll be back next week. All right, quickly. We got 2 weeks to go.
Until what?
For the basketball game. 2 weeks?
Oh, seeing if we did a live show.
Nah, we got two. We got less than 2 weeks, even. Less than 2 weeks?
Yeah, about a week and a half. Week and a half. So about we need to push. Listen, listeners, I beg you, yeah, when we're posting our adverts for this on promo for it on the gram and on social media, grab it, retweet it, send it out to anyone in your phone book. Yeah, because remember, this is to raise awareness for blood and organ donation within the black community. It's not for it's not for Lee to get the new electric cab. Yeah, it's not to fund us going to Nigeria for Christmas. It's nothing like that. It's actually for a very, very, very good cause. Yeah. So grab all of the images.
And I'm not joking. You're going to think I'm joking. We should do a halftime crate challenge.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think people will come for that.
Do it.
I think at halftime, we should do the crate challenge. I'm not doing it, but I feel like that should be part of it.
We're going to have to have some sort of insurance policy, though.
I don't think we can get insurance for that.
Oh, man.
I don't think we can get insurance for that. Unless
it's possible. Set it up. Set it up. I'll do it.
Ace, I do appreciate the thinking, though. That is very trendy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Femi.
Yeah.
I'm on the ball. I'm on job.
I rate that still. But yeah, it's for an amazing cause. The cause is needed as well. You know, so let's retweet, let's re-Instagram, let's re-everything. Take it, send it out to all of your friends in your phone book. I don't care if you're annoying people. It's for a good cause. So let's get it cracking and let's get these tickets sold.
There you go. All right. Cut the chat is the Instagram. Link is in the bio. Go check it out. All right. Till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. KO, lock off the team.
Lock off the Rothbard team.